7:33. All in stock patio furniture, 33% off. Get 12 months no interest financing. Shop through September 30th at Keon Showcase.
Keon Showcase Furniture and Appliances. We turn your house into a home.
Ben Arsdale Funeral Services, proudly serving Lebo and surrounding communities for 25 years. Introducing our new on-site crematory, the only crematory within 50 miles. We also have state-of-the-art pet cremation equipment to better serve the communities you call home.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:23. And it's time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
Fall, football, and finance? That's right. Kick off your September by brushing up on your financial knowledge. Emporia State Federal Credit Union offers free financial education tools, calculators, and courses. All of these and more are available at esfcu.com or text or call them today, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Hello, Hornet Nation. It's homecoming time. October 4th through the 6th, it'll be nonstop fun with something for everyone. Catch the 50th anniversary homecoming musical, She Loves Me. Get a peek inside the Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center and the Esports Arena at the Saturday Open House Tours. Catch the Hayes Lecture Series, football and volleyball, and the Live at the Hive tailgate party. And be sure to swing by the Phi Delta Theta Pole Sit at 12 and Commercial. See all there is to do at Homecoming 2024 at emporia.edu/homecoming.
KVOE News Time is 8:25. It is Newsmaker. Well, the Newsmaker's coming. We have the ESU Buzz that is underway right now. And we've been talking an awful lot about homecoming activities at the high school level here this week. Obviously, Emporia High, a number of our other area high schools are into homecoming activities either this week or next week. But Emporia State University has a lot locked and loaded for homecoming here very soon. So we're pleased to have with us ESU Director of Theater, Aubrey Wilson. Aubrey,
hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What's going on today?
Well, we are in the thick of rehearsals for the homecoming musical, She Loves Me.
Nice.
Which opens next weekend.
Good deal. We'll talk about that more here in just a little bit. And we also have a Camila Villarreal, who is an Emporia State student, also talking about you're the Hayes Lecture Chair for the
yes.
Blue Key Honor Society and the Traditions Keeper Chair for the Student Alumni Board. So, good morning, Camila. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm actually going to start with this because these are a couple of positions. The Hayes Lecture Chair, we've I think, discussed on our airwaves with other representatives in years past, but the Traditions Keeper Chair is something that is new to my ears. So maybe you can talk about that in a little more detail to kind of get us started here for our conversation today.
Yeah, no. So I'm helping lead the Traditions Keeper program. It's a program we have for all ESU students, and it consists of students completing traditions from a list we already have set. And those go from, you know, completing traditions that are related to academic success, to black and gold, to civic engagement. So there's a lot to choose from. Most students don't know that they might already completed the program from all the things they did over the years. Mm-hmm. So it's a very nice way to recognize students and all they did during their time at ESU. So I'm happy to be able to help with that program, and I'm very excited that we have like an event going on next week at homecoming.
Speaking of homecoming, how excited are you for the slate of activities we'll be talking about here shortly?
I'm very excited. There's a lot going on. Homecoming is always a great time on campus. You can feel it in the air whenever homecoming gets here. Mm-hmm. The students are, you know, getting ready. The student organizations are, you know, planning their events. Everyone's a little busy this week. But then once homecoming week is here, like, you can feel it in the air how black and gold ESU campus becomes. And it's just a great time. It's a party.
It's a big party, yeah, and we better get to the long list of things here, or we're not going to fit it all in before our program is done today.
Yeah.
So,
that is true.
Camila, we've got you handling a lot of things here this morning, so let's first talk about Traditions Trek and activities there.
So the Traditions Trek is something that's going to start. It's a social media event that's going to go. That's going to start at 8 a.m. on Monday, and then it's going to end at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, so all homecoming week. And it's going to consist of students completing traditions to earn points. And then at the end of the week, the top six students with the most points will win shopping sprees to their stores of their choice. So it's a way to, you know, get the traditions program out, and also for students to just, you know, do fun stuff during homecoming week. We also have, like, the option for extra points. So if they are, like, you know, wearing any ESU shirt, they can get extra points and things like that.
So what are some of the categories that they can participate in here?
So we have traditions like civic engagement, academic success. So, for example, one that comes to mind is wish at the Kellogg Circle Fountain, or go under or around the arc that is in front of King Hall. So as long as, you know, there's proof of whatever tradition they're completing, they're on it.
Okay. A lot going on there, Chuck.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And, you know, before we start talking about trike races, which is kind of a long-standing tradition, this is a great way to not only get, you know, students engaged on campus, but off campus. You know, and I think that's important here too.
I think that any student event going on during homecoming can engage any type of student. And I think that's the goal, to bring, you know, campus together. And, yeah, the tricycle races are a great opportunity to do that, because we have student organizations can compete in any team, because it's also fundraising for the student alumni board, so we can help fund the student emergency scholarship. So it's a great opportunity, you know, to fundraise, but also to bring back to campus like you mentioned, like a very loved tradition during homecoming.
So it's $30 entry fee per team. How are teams set up with this?
So they have until Monday at 5 p.m. to register.
Okay.
We have the form on Hornet Central. And once they arrange the payment in the form, they're all good to go. We're going to have brackets before the event, and it's going to happen on Wednesday next week.
Those trikes are a little bit harder to navigate.
They are. They are, but no, they're a lot of fun. They're always, like, exciting. Last year, SICTA won the Golden Tricycle, so we're excited to see what student group or what team is going to get it. It's always a fun time.
So when are the races taking place?
It's Wednesday at 7 p.m. In Kellogg Circle.
Okay, Kellogg Circle, okay.
Yes.
Now,
okay.
Aubrey, it's your turn.
Here we
because
go.
You have the homecoming musical. Before I ask that, though, I wanted to ask you here, you know, you were a student. Now you're, you know, director of the theater department. Referencing Camila's comment from earlier, is the excitement different for you now as you know, part of the faculty versus being a student, or is it pretty much the same?
I would say it's the same. I would agree with Camila. Like, homecoming is infectious. It's such a fun time to be on campus, and the musical is no exception. The energy that these students are bringing forward every single day is incredible. We had our ice cream social last week.
Right.
We had 100 people in attendance.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome. Just people are ready for theater. They're excited again. And the students are a big part of that. You know, during the ice cream social, right 5 minutes before we started, the students came up to me and they said, can we sing this one extra song? And they did. And it was the best number of the day. And it was because of their forward thinking. I hadn't even considered singing that song, and it was everyone's favorite number of the night.
Okay. You get to talk about the homecoming musical now. Tell us, you mentioned here it's She Loves Me.
Yes.
What's this about?
So She Loves Me is a very special musical by Bach, Harnack, and Masteroff. It is about a couple that falls in love writing love letters to each other. And what they don't realize is that they actually already know each other, and they do not like each other. They're coworkers. The male is the boss, and the female is the new employee, and they don't get along at all. But so the audience is clued in on that pretty early, that it's those two falling in love with each other. And it's just hysterical. Lots of physical comedy and romantic comedy along the way.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's so fun. It's become one of my favorite musicals of all time.
So, and where will this be taking place?
The Carl C. Bruder Theater.
Okay.
We open on Thursday of next week.
So how many performances and when exactly will the performances be?
Yes. So we have performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Carl C. Bruder Theater. And then we have an additional matinee performance. This is a perfect matinee show. Some shows don't work very well for a matinee, but this one, man. Go get some ice cream and then come on over at 2 p.m. on Sunday to come see the closing performance.
Awesome stuff there. And what about cast and crew? What kind of numbers are you dealing with here?
We have 50 students involved with this production, which is incredible. And that is really due to new scholarship initiatives that the Emporia State leadership team has given us. So everybody that's involved in the Homecoming musical, from cast, crew, orchestra, front of house, everybody's getting a $500 scholarship just for participating, which is incredible. Wow. And what's actually really exciting is that we have more non-majors involved in the musical this year than majors. It's become a campus-wide opportunity to get involved, and we are just so thankful for those extra scholarships.
How important has that been, I guess maybe just in general terms here this fall semester, you know, after the rollouts here over the last 12 months?
What we've really seen is a huge growth in our student population, specifically in the theater department. The president sent out an email, and we have more than 50% growth in the theater department alone, and then we have additional involvement across campus. It's explosive. It's the most exciting thing that I've seen during my time here, either as a student or faculty. We're so excited.
You know, there was a lot of concerns about, you know, when the terminology, the strike force programs came into effect, that a lot of the non-strike force, strike zone programs would essentially those programs would be left by the wayside. But clearly that is not the case.
No, the university has invested in the theater program unlike they ever have before. Our budgets are bigger. You're going to see better production value. We have more students involved. Man, I'm just feeling so lucky to have stepped into a role at this exciting time across campus. We are so thankful for the support.
Well, you mentioned too, Aubrey, you're coming off a great event this past weekend. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was wondering how the ice cream social went for the Theater Guild. So
yes.
The foundation for the relaunching of that is going well, huh?
It's going incredibly well. I cannot remember exactly how many new members we have, but my goal was to hit 30, and I know we have surpassed that already.
Nice.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pumped. The energy, like I said, was just infectious. Everyone was so excited to be there. The students got to meet the donors, and the donors got to meet the students, and it was just fun. Good old-fashioned fun. You know what? I forgot to eat ice cream because I was so nervous. But everybody else had ice cream, and I heard it was really yummy.
deep into the job at hand, right?
That's yes. How focused you were.
I was.
We're talking Homecoming here again with Aubrey Wilson and Camila Villarreal, who's director of theater and Emporia State student, respectively, as the ESU buzz continues here this morning. You know, Camila, we were talking about, you know, traditions old and traditions new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can add to the list on the long-time traditions, the bonfire, which is coming up, and then also the more relatively new, the Hayes Lecture, which is coming up pretty rapidly.
Yeah, no, we're currently working on adding new traditions and updating the ones we already have. And actually, one of the traditions is to attend an ESU theater production. So
that's right.
There
yep.
you go. I mean, if you attend, that's it.
50 years running. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a really exciting anniversary year for us.
Yeah, no. So there's a lot to choose from. I feel like any student at ESU can complete the program, but we're excited.
So what about the Hayes Lecture?
Oh, the Hayes Lecture. Oh, that's my favorite thing. So this year, it's a very exciting year because we have Dennis Brockman attending to be our lecturer for this year. He's one of the distinguished alumni for this year and also a trustee for the university. So we're very excited to have him.
He also has a little bit of a kind of low-level position at Starbucks, the way it sounds.
Yes.
Vice president of retail operations across the country.
Casual.
So, just a little bit of responsibility there. So
no, yeah, I had the opportunity to meet with him to plan the event. He's a great person. I'm very excited to have him on campus next week.
What about the Hayes Lecture that's so important for you? You said this is your favorite homecoming activity, but what is it about this that really strikes you?
I think what I like about this is that it's a time where all students can come together. Well, not just students, because the event is open to anyone, to the public. And we get to hear about one of our alumni. And it's about leadership, you know. It's a leadership lecture. And the nice thing about it is that we usually give out five $1,000 scholarship to students who attend the lecture and then submit an application answering some questions. But this year, our donors have been very generous to increase the scholarship amounts to 10. So now we're going to give double the amount of scholarships to students. It's a great opportunity for anyone who wants to, you know, set up the challenge for themselves. I actually, when I was a sophomore, I was able to get that scholarship, and it was, you know, the highlight of my year. So,
yeah, 10 $1,000 scholarships, and to qualify, ESU students just have to attend, and they have to answer a series of questions, essay questions?
Yeah, they'll have until like Tuesday of the week after the event.
Okay.
And aboard our Blue Key members, because this is a Blue Key Honor Society event, we'll review the submissions, and the top 10 answers will be awarded with the scholarship.
That's on 10 $1,000 scholarships. Mm. That's significant,
awesome.
Isn't it?
It's great to be able to announce that. And then this is coming up 7 o'clock Thursday night at the Memorial Union Webb Hall. And then you got Friday night, you've got the homecoming bonfire. So this is always a good, fun activity, bringing the community together.
The bonfire, that's also a great time because we have all the student groups. We have the athletic teams. We have also the spirit teams, dance, cheer, athletic bands. Like, everyone's there doing, you know, a little bit of, like, everyone's putting a little bit into the event. But then we have the Gel Like Hell competition between ourselves. Usually FSL is very big on that, but any RSL can participate. It's a great time to come together, and I feel like that's the moment where you feel it like, oh, okay, this is homecoming. Tomorrow, you know, it's the game. So it's like everyone just gets excited about the game. Everyone comes together. It's like all the student groups that are, like, you know, working on homecoming. That's the moment where we reunite.
So when is the where's the bonfire, and when is the bonfire?
So the bonfire is going to happen on Friday. I believe it's going to happen at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at Wilson Park. That's the park next to Towers, okay, the residence hall. And, yeah.
And then you got activities. Obviously, October 5th, the parade will be on Commercial Street. That's always a fun time.
Bringing the parade back. It's been
Yes. I'm very excited. It's going to be my first time experiencing it because it was, you know.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think that there's a lot of people putting together the event. I've heard about many student groups already sign up to participate. It's going to be a great time.
And registration for that parade, deadline is tomorrow if you want to get in.
So campus groups, get that in mind. And then you got Live at the Hive, the other tailgating opportunities beginning at noon, and then Northeastern State coverage on Mix 104.9 on the Hornet Sports Network at 1 with kickoff at 2 p.m. on October 5th. So, boy, that culminates a rousing week of homecoming activities on campus.
Rousing is a good way to put it.
Aubrey, I wanted to get your thoughts here on just kind of in general terms for homecoming, and we've already kind of mentioned just how excited you are about this. Is there one thing that has you most excited here about the week to come?
I think something that's really exciting for audiences is actually our production team on the musical. Last night, I had the joy of reconnecting with one of my greatest friends. His name is Ted Charles Brown. He is a Broadway lighting designer, and he is here to do the lighting design for the homecoming musical. So he's probably in the theater right now tinkering away. We've rented some really nice lighting equipment. And so that should be one of the show-stopping moments, is really the lighting design. And also Mara McFadden, who is also an alumni. If you are a longtime theater patron, you probably remember her performances as a Phantom in Rocky Horror Picture Show, or Logan Squires and Grumenair in
Putnam County Spelling Bee or Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. She is back, and the choreography is incredible. So come see an awesome alumni's work and a Broadway lighting design.
Awesome. Camila, what has you most excited about homecoming activities? Or is there really one thing that has you really really excited about what's coming?
All of them. All of it. Starting with the Traditions Trek, following by, you know, there's going to be also Stinger Showdown that same day. And all the other events. Like, really, I think that any event you go, any event you attend, it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be something that's going to stick with you as you move, you know, in your career. And I think those are the memories that, you know, you want to get out of your college experience. Mm-hmm. And those are the events that you want to go with your friends. And, you know, it's just about having fun and also just celebrating ESU and, you know, our pride as Hornets.
There you go. So homecoming activities beginning Monday, going all next week through literally the upcoming weekend. And we're really pleased to have Aubrey Wilson, Director of Theater, and ESU student Camila Villarreal as our ESU Buzz guests here today. Aubrey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Camila, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
This has been the ESU Buzz on KVUE and KVUE.com. It's 844.
And our ESU Buzz brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. Good morning, it's 844.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the first sitting mayor in New York history to be indicted. The federal charges still under seal, but in a video.